I'm David Green of the anti-war, anti-racism effort. Media bias is a huge problem in the coverage of Israel's now 38-year-old occupation of Palestine. For example, on June 30th, several newspapers carried a report from the Gaza Strip similar to that of Joel Greenberg's uncharacteristically vivid description in the Chicago Tribune. Quote, Israeli youths turned a three-story house into a makeshift outpost, daubing the words, Muhammad is a pig, on a wall, a reference to the Prophet Muhammad. Jewish militants went on a stone-throwing spree, attacking Palestinian homes, drawing volleys of stones. One Palestinian youth was wounded in the head by a rock, and as he lay senseless on the ground, young settlers stoned him at close range while an Israeli soldier tried to shield him. Don't touch him, let him die, shouted one settler in footage shown on Israeli television. The Palestinian was transferred to a hospital, end quote. Compare the Tribune's account to that by NPR's Linda Grandstein on the same day from a transcript available online. Quote, yesterday, another group of extremists in an abandoned Palestinian building clashed with Israeli soldiers and with Palestinians, critically wounding a Palestinian teenager. Last night, Israeli soldiers stormed that building and arrested the 30 activists inside. End quote. I've never heard a lynch mob referred to as activists. Two sanitized sentences, that's all. While Gradstein provides intra-Israeli context, she glosses over this ugly violence and its systematic relation to the occupation. The Tribune does no better at providing meaningful context, instead emphasizing the predicaments of occupying Israeli settlers, soldiers, and politicians, not of Palestinians struggling to survive under the iron fist of occupation. For a more critical analysis, I turn to Israeli journalist Gideon Levy. Quote, if the Israeli media had exposed the full scope of the settlers' deeds over the years, the dubious ways in which they took over land, the huge budgets they received, their violent behavior, perhaps they would have been denounced long ago, as should be done by a healthy society. Israeli society chose to be cynically manipulated, and journalists lent a hand. Never has there been such an impressive media success in Israel as that of the extreme right. An enterprise that was criminal from the outset was depicted as one of high principles, end quote. But given both our war in Iraq and our support for Israel, the U.S. and Israel seem to be in a perverse race to the bottom in terms of both journalistic cynicism and political mendacity, a race in which we, as citizens, are not spectators, but participants.